Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Graham. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Voisel. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Voisel. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Hack reaches second base with a double. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rigney. Hack moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Graham. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Hack scores. Johnson scores. Lowry moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Cavaretta scores. Nicholson moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bob Joyce now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Marshall. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Nicholson scores. McCullough goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Cubs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lombardi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerges moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields it, tags Hack out, and throws to home to double up Gerges, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Marshall. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Graham. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Pafko moves to third. Mike Budnick now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Pafko scores. Nicholson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. McCullough moves to second. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon bunts towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Lombardi moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Budnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Benny Warren now catching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields it and throws to second for the out. Cavaretta moves to third. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 9-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCullough strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lenny Morello now playing shortstop. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson who is chasing the ball. Mize reaches third base with a triple. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schmitz hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hack hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blattner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 1 in the game. Blattner strikes out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Cubs. Jess Pike pinch hits for Mike Budnick. Jess Pike is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pike strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Krause now pitching. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta strikes out. 1 out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-2, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCullough hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Graham. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 2 in the game. Graham strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Mize hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schmitz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-2, Cubs. Johnny Ostrowski pinch hits for Stan Hack. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski now playing third base. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 1 in the game. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 2 in the game. Blattner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-3, Cubs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Young pinch hits for Jack Krause. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. John Carden now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pavko is hit by the pitch. Cavaretta moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cavaretta moves to third. 2 outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carden juggles the ball. That's an error on Carden. Cavaretta scores. McCullough moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-3, Cubs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schmitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 3 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ostrowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 3 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blattner. Ostrowski moves to third. Lowry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ostrowski scores. Lowry scores. Cavaretta moves to second. It's 15-3, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Pafko scores. Nicholson moves to third. McCullough moves to second. It's 17-3, Cubs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. McCullough scores. It's 19-3, Cubs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 19, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mize strikes out. 1 out. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 2 in the game. Warren hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Ostrowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 19, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.